It is day two of the Republican National Convention. Let's see what's been going on with the Michigan delegates as we check in now with Michigan Radio's Steve Carmody. And Steve, things got pretty noisy Monday on the convention floor when the Never Trump faction got into a fight over party rules. Were any Michigan delegates involved in that dust up?
Yes, there are a couple of Michigan delegates, both of them supporting Ted Cruz, who have serious reservations about Donald Trump. But the important thing to remember about what happened Monday, it wasn't just the people who opposed Donald Trump. It's also people who don't like the way that the system is currently put together. They don't believe that it does enough to ensure that a conservative Republican will be the nominee in the future. So that was part of the fight as well. And as we know, party officials and the Trump campaign work together to kind of squash that. And it looks like that should pretty much be the end of the Never Trump movement, but maybe not necessarily the end of demonstrations on these issues.
So we might hear more noise about that as the week goes on.
Correct.
Now, the Michigan delegates, we know, as from your report, got a pro-Trump pep talk early Monday from New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. And then today, Ohio Governor John Kasich came calling. What was his message to Michigan's delegates?
Well, John Kasich ran for president, but has not yet endorsed Donald Trump. The message he had today for the delegates was one about where he wants the party to go.
Our party has to be, in the long term and in the medium and the short term, a unifying, a lifting, and a hopeful party.
But no Trump endorsement, and of course we know he's not even attending the convention, being held in his home state. How did that play with Michigan delegates you talked with?
Not very well. Most of the delegates who are either already were Trump delegates to begin with or are party regulars and are like, he's going to be our nominee, we have to get behind him. They are not happy with Mr. Kasich or the Bush family, who is also not on board, or with Mitt Romney, which makes it a little bit uncomfortable for the state party chairwoman, who is Mitt Romney's niece. They are pushing forward. They hope that Mr. Kasich and the others who are not getting behind Donald Trump will, over the next few months, to give them a united party going into the fall.
We should throw in John McCain to that list, too, who are staying home. Now, Melania Trump's speech, as everyone knows from last night, drew accusations that she plagiarized Michelle Obama's speech from 2008, which, we ought to note, Trump's campaign chairman Paul Manafort vigorously denies. I was just kind of wondering, Steve, what are you hearing from Michigan's delegates about Melania Trump's speech and about the plagiarism accusations?
Well, one of the things that came out by several people today was they kept saying, well, we wish the mainstream media would pay as much attention to what Melania Trump said in her speech as what were in Hillary Clinton's emails. Otherwise, they didn't so much focus too much on what Melania said as opposed to the fact that she just looked good saying it. So a lot of people saying that, you know, she would be a beautiful first lady. They didn't want to talk about the possible plagiarism accusations.
I'm just curious, throwing this out, Steve, where is Michigan's delegation on the convention floor? Because I'm wondering, is the location of a state's delegate, is that like reading tea leaves? Is that any sign of their relative importance to the candidate or the party?
Well, Michigan's delegation, if you're looking straight at the podium, they would be off to the left and a little bit back towards the rear of the hall. I don't know if you really could read that much into it. When they're putting together the delegations on the floor, it's a bit of a jigsaw puzzle. And there are certain things you have to do. Like, for example, they have to take care of the New York delegation, which is, of course, a very important delegation to Mr. Trump. And with a delegation that large, that means you got to move a lot of pieces around, maybe to places you wouldn't necessarily want them to be, but that's the only way to make the jigsaw work. So I don't think it necessarily denotes Michigan's lessening importance. I've talked to plenty of people who say that Michigan is potentially a swing state, so they're not going to completely dismiss Michigan. And so the seats aren't bad. In fact, there's really not a bad seat in the House.
Michigan Radio, Steve Carmody, checking in with us from Cleveland at the Republican National Convention. Thanks so much, Steve.
Oh, my pleasure.